So you've done your job, and now it's time to shut down. What am I talking about, and how does this apply to you and your ministry? Find out in a second. Hey, heroes, this is Tom Pounder, and this is the Digital in 5 show. This is the show where I take 5 minutes to talk about digital tools and trends and how they apply into our ministry context. And today, I'm going to be talking about just simply shutting down. See, the reality is we as ministers and as people have had a year and a half of just pure craziness. You know, again, I think before COVID hit, a lot of us had regular lives, normal lives. We would go to work in our ministry settings, and then we'd come home and do whatever we did at home. But we would really kind of shut down work in the evening times or even in the early morning times, and that was kind of normal. But when COVID hit, everything changed. And that was okay. For a season, it was okay because everyone had to change. Everything shut down. And because everything shut down, we had to work longer, harder, and smarter to adapt to this new online world that we were living in. And that was, it was go, go, go constantly. You were putting in way too many hours for a long period of time. And now, as we're starting to come out of that time period, we have to shift back to what's sustainable. I talk about what's sustainable a lot in different blogs and podcasts that I've done. But the reality is, while you have to look for what's sustainable in ministry, you also have to look at what's sustainable in your own personal life. And the reality is the go, go, go mentality that you were living during the early stages of COVID and for a good part of that year or so is not sustainable long term. Because what's showing right now is that people are burned out. People are leaving. People are not just leaving ministry, but they're leaving angry because they weren't taken care of and they were expected to do, do, do. I hear stuff about student ministers who were asked to do student ministry and online ministry, do both jobs, which are essentially full-time jobs, do both those jobs and excel at them at a high capacity. So you're doing two full-time jobs, still getting paid roughly around the same amount of money, working way too long, and you are burnt out now. You're angry. You're like, they didn't take care of me. And a lot of part is that, yes, they didn't take care of you, but some of that rests on your shoulders. Because I found myself right now, as we're coming out of COVID and we're going back to more and more in person and doing less and less online, which is okay. As long as you don't completely abandon your online ministry, doing less online is okay. You have to think about what's sustainable. And I'm going to include a link in the show notes about a blog post I did about what's sustainable. But the reality is, a lot of this falls on our shoulders to say, what can we do to take better care of ourselves? And a lot of that just simply means shutting off your device, turning off your computer, and not answering emails. I mean, I found myself, and this is no lie, most days, my day starts off at 5:30 in the morning. I wake up and I do work. Then I do a little bit of exercise to drink my coffee and whatnot. But then I go back to do work. And then I have lunch and whatever. And then I go back to do work. And then I come home and I have dinner. And then I go back to do work. I find myself at 9:30 at night still watching TV, but doing work, working on my computer. And that's not healthy because that happens every single day. And you know what? I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And again, a lot of this has to do with conversations you might need to have with your church. But the reality is, what conversations do you need to have with yourself? What conversations do you need to have with your family? Because it's not healthy. I've started to implement in my life the fact that when I get home, I need to shut off my phone sometimes. I need to shut my computer down. Is there some work I can do? Sure, but I can't be working until 9:30 at night. That's not good for my family. My kids need me. My family needs me. And so I need to really think about what's best for me. I also know that I've packed on a little bit more pounds lately. Since January, I've packed on a few more pounds because I'm not taking better care of myself. So my encouragement for you to do today in this Digital in 5 show is to simply shut down. I know that sounds weird. This is a digital show. I love technology. I love digital stuff. But you need to determine what's healthy for you, and you need to get healthy. If not, you're going to burn out, and you're gonna leave ministry angry. And that's not a healthy thing to do either. Again, you need to start making some adjustments in your life. What are those adjustments? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. What are you doing to take better care of yourself, and how are you doing that? Share it in the comment section below, or you can hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your thoughts on this because we all need to get healthy. We want to stay in ministry long term, But when we're going at this crazy pace, we can't do it. It's not healthy for anybody. It's not healthy for the church. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your family. What changes can you make today? Let me know. I'd love to continue this conversation. Also, if you enjoyed this video or if you're listening to the audio part of this, subscribe to it. I've got the audio on Spotify and iTunes and all the other channels, but I also got the video on YouTube, and you can find all my content at ymsidekick.com. You guys can do this. Start making some adjustments so that you can be healthy long term. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.